AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The owner of the submersible that imploded in a dive to the Titanic is no longer in business.
OceanGate, the company that owned the Titan submersible that's believed to have imploded as it made its descent in the North Atlantic, has suspended all exploration and commercial operations. That's according to a message on its website. Last month's implosion killed all five people on board, including Stockton Rush, the pilot and CEO of OceanGate. OceanGate is based in the U.S., and OceanGate Expeditions, a related company that led the Titan's dives to the Titanic, is registered in the Bahamas. The Coast Guard is investigating the implosion. I'm Mike Hempen.
Sources tell the AP the U.S. will announce tomorrow thousands of cluster munitions will be sent to Ukraine as part of the latest military aid package for the war effort against Russia. The controversial bombs can cause civilian casualties. The Pentagon will provide munitions that have a reduced dud rate, meaning there will be far fewer unexploded rounds that can result in unintended civilian deaths. President Biden is in a red, predominantly Republican state, South Carolina. He says the Biden economic plan does not depend on what party you support.
One of the things I'm proudest of is working everywhere, not just in the coast and big cities like previous recoveries. This time, investment is working in factories being built and jobs being created, happening in rural America, the heartland, all across America, in communities that have been left out and hollowed out.
With an eye towards next year's elections, the president made his case government investments have delivered in ways former President Trump could not. The Taliban says women's beauty salons were banned in Afghanistan because they offered services forbidden by Islam and caused economic hardships for grooms' families during wedding festivities. This follows edicts barring women from education, public spaces, and most forms of employment in Afghanistan. This is AP News. Many of the 30 remaining Guantanamo detainees spoke to the first independent person to visit there in 20 years.
The message many of the shackled prisoners gave to the United Nations independent investigator was, "You came too late." After her visit, Fionnuala Nealon spoke to the AP, saying she did indeed come too late, with only 30 remaining prisoners from the original 780, 20 years earlier. Many of the men, she said, talked about scant contacts with their families, their health problems, and their psychological and physical scars from the torture and abuse that they experienced. I'm Karen Chamas.
Two freelance photographers have filed a lawsuit alleging police unlawfully shot them with rubber bullets during a protest over police racism in Wisconsin 3 years ago. They were assigned to cover a protest in Kenosha in 2020 for the New York Times and Getty Images. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as 1 day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.